Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical day, Saturday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be, or about what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say." Commentary by Father Alexis Maniragaba from Ruhengeri, Rwanda. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge. Today the Lord arouses our faith and hope in him. Jesus foresees that we will have to appear before the heavenly host to be examined. And whoever has spoken out in favor of Jesus by adhering to his mission, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. Such public confession is made in words, in deeds, and throughout our lives. This interpolation of the confession is even more necessary and urgent in our times, when there still are people who do not want to hear the voice of God nor follow his way. However, the confession of our faith will be strongly followed. Therefore, let us not be confessors for fear of punishment. That will be harsher for apostates. Nor for the copious rewards reserved for the faithful. Our testimony is necessary and urgent for life in this world, and God himself demands it from us. As St. John Chrysostom said, God is not satisfied with our inward faith. He asks for an outward and public confession to boost us to a greater confidence and love. Our confession is sustained by the power and assurance of the Spirit who is active in us and protects us. The acknowledgement of Jesus Christ before his angels is vital, since this fact will allow us to see him face to face, live with him, and be flooded by his light. At the same time, the opposite will be nothing less than suffering and losing our life, to be deprived of his light and dispossessed of all our possessions. Let us therefore plead for the grace to avoid any denials, be they out of fear of torture or ignorance, out of heresies, out of sterile faith or lack of responsibility, or simply because we would like to avoid martyrdom. Let us be strong. The Holy Spirit is with us. In the words of Pope Francis, with the Holy Spirit, Mary is always present, and she has made possible the missionary outburst which took place at Pentecost.